الدرسن تخوا اشقيلو قام تريشا وحد
Is it time to take down my climate change tree? Because it's Aloha Akbar season, boys. String up the festivities. Cut the fingers off the terrorists. By the way, that would have been awesome, son of a bitch. You've got another stabbing. Is it a mass stabbing? I don't know what the technical definitions of a mass stabbing are, because mass shootings constantly change to fit the Democrat narrative in this country. But you got a priest and three others stabbed during a service in Australia. And boy, I got a big old fucking vigilante boner. Dude, I saw Gavin McInnes tweet this out. He says, great to see people come together and attack the attacker. They cut his fingers off. I was sitting there going, holy hell, that's awesome. This turns out to be fake. I guess that's a cake or something like that. Damn it. Even Gavin's like, oh, son of a bitch. Those of us who are done with this clown world nonsense are itching to see some vigilanteism. And it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming, because people are going to get done putting up with stupid shit like this. This is the second mass stabbing that they've had in Australia in, what, 42, 72 hours, something like that? And good old mainstream media press, you don't hate these fuckers enough. Take a look at this. Here's the Daily Mail. Who's Bishop Marmari Manuel? Well, he's a dude who just got stabbed. Is he alive, by the way? He might have got stabbed to death. Well, this guy is a priest. And he got stabbed by a fucking terrorist. That's who he is. Priest at Wakely Christ the Good Shepherd Church. Attacked in Second City stabbing is a well-known anti-vaxxer. What the fuck? What's that have to do? What? If I didn't know any better, I would say the Daily Mail said he fucking deserved it. Look at this son of a bitch over here. Fucking Christian. Probably a straight white male. He colonized. Oh, he got them colonizer eyes. He's trying to continue the inquisition of marginalized BIPOC, indigenous, brown, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered individuals. Nah, it's probably just a priest. And it's weird that you're siding with the dude screaming Aloha Snack Bar after he stabs this dude. The guy's fucking smiling, by the way. When I put all those other pictures, that's Joe. Here's the, there you go. And so, lots of stabbings in Australia. The other stabbing, people were, all of the lefties and all of the people who hate white people were screaming, it's a white dude named Ben Cohen. It's a Jew. It turned out to not be a dude named Ben Cohen. I got a feeling Ben Cohen's busy with his lawyers today, but... how are you going to protect this individual? How are you going to run protect? He's screaming Aloha Akbar in the last 2 seconds of the clip. And so I don't know what the hell's happening in Australia, but I know you're going to see more of this all over Western civilization. Of course you are. They're screaming death to America, death to Israel in Dearborn, Michigan. They're holding in Chicago these seminars on teaching these unfuckable white liberals how to say death to America in Farsi. It's insane to watch. This is happening all across Western civilization, and all the people from the WEF that are running these places through stolen elections are saying, crime's down. Crimes is down, right? And migrants who are newcomers would never, ever commit any crimes. They're all future engineers, scientists, and dentists, boys. But there you go. What an insane thing. A priest at the Church of Christ, the Good Shepherd in Sydney suburb of Wakely, has been stabbed during a service at the church. It was live streamed, and it's a brutal video. The attack, which was captured on live broadcast, took place Monday in front of a terrified congregation. And, I mean, leave it to Australia, the place that's essentially Jurassic fucking Park still. You guys have spiders that eat birds. I don't trust that place. The men... and the women all charged the dude. God bless you. That is testosterone and high octane ovary energies. They didn't run away. They grabbed that fucking dude. They grabbed that dude. Good on them. Too bad they didn't cut his fucking fingers off. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft, right? Because I don't want to get arrested by Sydney fucking police. But you're going to see this soon. You're going to see this soon, especially. So, listen, I don't know anything about Australia, but when this happens in Oakland, when this happens in Chicago, when this happens in Dearborn, Michigan, they're going to let the motherfucker go. They're going to let him go. They're going to let him go. And people are going to recognize that the DAs, the George Soros DAs, the people who let these fucking people into our country, unvetted, of course, and then paid them to break into our country, they're going to recognize that these people keep getting released. They're known to officials, they're known to people, and they keep getting released. And so, yeah, people will. I'm not telling people to do this. I'm not encouraging this. I'm just explaining how this works. People will start turning the knife inward on the people that do shit like this. And then the George Soros district attorney will arrest those people, because that's how fucking banana republics work in Western civilization. But there you go. The guy was attacked because he was speaking out against Islam, right? Speaking out against Islam, apparently. That's why he offended the prophet Muhammad, and so that's why he got stabbed. But the mainstream media press is like, well, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. Interesting. It's almost like we're in a mainstream media press, media industrial complex, stand-down operation. Anti-vaxxer deserved it. Is that what we're saying? Fucking crazy. Get ready. You're going to see more of this. You're going to see more of this. Brought to you by the Democrats and the Republican kid fucking globalist. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. We kept up to date on dudes being stabbed during their sermons on live streams by newcomers. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.